Good luck the rest of the evening, gentlemen.
He was back in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much your food boy coming?
I got one coming. One leaving, one coming. And one will get seated. Oh, excuse me. Okay, Madam Secretary.
All right, the next application is 11,735. Mark and Nancy Bastow seek variances to reduce the rear yard setbacks. Section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Bethany Loop, approximately 200 feet of Pondview Drive in the Salt Pond subdivision. The 911 address is 531 Bethany Loop, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax district is District 134, Map 13, Parcel 1444. Specifically, they are asking for a 3.5-foot variance in the rear and a 2.8-foot variance in the rear. Received no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and we did receive one letter of support. And thought I had that. I know we received one letter of support, I just can't find it at the moment.
Okay.
It was an email, that's why. And it's from Marsha Maltese. Thank you for your response that myself and spouse Jasper do not have any objection for the requested variance. Thank you.
Good evening,
sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Bastow, 13703 Goosefoot Terrace, Rockville, Maryland, 20850.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Mr. Bass, you can sit down. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney with offices here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicants, Mark and Nancy Bastow. You're being distributed some exhibit documents that I'll be referring to in my presentation. The Bastows own lot 137 on Bethany Loop. In the Salt Pond development, which is located down just north of Ocean View. Exhibit A of what I just handed out is the survey. This application is for a 3.5-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback for a proposed small addition to their existing home. Specifically, the plans are to enclose an existing ground level porch and a first level porch, and to extend at least the first level porch, cantilever it out, and possibly also to extend the first floor out 3.5 feet. They're uncertain exactly what they're going to do. They're certainly going to extend the cantilever the second floor out. The width of the porch area is approximately 13 feet. And that would be the only area that would be extended out the 3.5 feet. The survey that you have there, you can see on there, it's small, but it shows where the proposed addition to the screen porch is. It's that hatched area. Exhibit B in the documents that I gave out are a photo of the house. And you can see to the left the two existing screen porches. Again, they're the areas that will be enclosed. And Exhibit C is an elevation of the proposed addition. Again, the one in the middle is the southeast rear elevation, and that again shows the porch on the first level being enclosed and the ground level being enclosed. The existing porches are approximately 9 by 12 feet, and a 3.5 feet addition is needed for the reasonable use of the areas. As to the basis for the variance, there are two unique circumstances associated with the Bastow's lot. Again, I'll refer back to the survey that is in my Exhibit A. Although you can see the lot is a fairly large lot, it's over 24,000 square feet in size and 200 feet deep. But you can see from the survey that a large portion of the front of the lot itself actually contains federal non-tidal wetlands. And that's that area that I've circled that shows the wetland area. So as you know, with federal wetlands, they cannot be encroached upon or disturbed in any way. So that required that the house be built on the very rear of the property. And it's actually set back almost 175 feet from Bethany Loop. The second unique feature is that the rear of the lot does not border another lot. It's actually adjacent to a small strip of common area that's actually owned by the Homeowners Association. And that actually separates the lot from the salt pond itself. And again, if you refer to Exhibit B, you can see I kind of drew the lot line where the yellow is. The red is the strip of common area behind the Bastos lot. And then, of course, the green is where the salt pond is located. Now, for all practical purposes, that strip of open space is basically used by the Bastos as part of their rear yard. And, in fact, that's their dock that's located there. Because the existing corner of the house is basically located just about at the 10-foot rear yard setback line, it's not possible to build an addition there without a variance. The practical difficulty is not created by the Bastos, but it's a result of the circumstances of the lot itself, specifically the wetlands located on the lot that required the house to be built to the extreme rear. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or have any adverse impact, since, again, it's not located or backing up to another house, but rather open space and the salt pond. The addition itself, even though there will be a variance from the rear yard setback, it actually will be 16 feet from the salt pond itself. And as I said, that strip is pretty much exclusively used by the Bastos. Exhibit D of the packet that I gave out is a letter from the Salt Pond Architectural Committee. They have approved the addition, subject, of course, to the approval of the variance by the Board of Adjustment. So in summary, the wetlands really are the unique physical feature that caused the house to be to the rear. The rear lot line is adjacent to common areas in the salt pond, and it's a minimum variance being required. Again, the porch is only 13 feet wide, and the variance would be 3.5 feet at one corner and 2.8 feet at the other corner. So, Mr. Basto, is everything I just stated true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And, gentlemen, that's everything I have to present other than any questions you might have.
All right, we'll see you. Thank you. We'll start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
Mr. Fuquay, are the Bastos the original built owners, or was there someone?
They're not the original owners. Why don't you come? Just identify yourself.
Mark Basto. The original owners were Bob Gray and his wife, whose name escapes me. Remember his name? I forget his wife's name, Bob Gray. They owned it. I believe they bought it in 1997. They actually had Bruce Mears build it, and we bought it 1999, April 99.
And the house stands as they built it, not you?
Yes, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Edson? Thank you, Mr. Mills.
Are there other lots along Salt Pond that have common area like this one?
Yes, along the pond there.
So that's predominant along all the lots along the pond?
Yeah, and if not to take too much time, but I was involved in Salt Pond when it was developed, and the don't want to say this in front of Janelle, but there was an ordinance that required any lot fronting on a body of water had to have a width of 150 feet. I'm not really sure why that requirement was done. So, in developing Salt Pond, obviously the intent was to have as many waterfront lots as possible. So by putting the strip in there, these lots were not waterfront and therefore didn't have to be 150 feet wide. And it was
more than one way to skin a cat.
I don't make the laws, I just read them.
I like that. Yeah.
The intent was that basically that strip, the people were given a license to use that, and that's why the dock is right there, because they have a license to use that. So like I said, the real lot line is really the pond, although it's not the legal lot line.
Okay. Mr. Rickard?
Yes, Mr. Fuquay, if this board saw to deny this request, what kind of hardship would it be on your client?
Well, the enclosure of the rooms obviously is intended to make them into more usable space, year-round type space, and right now they're really just small porches which are intended to be just a sitting area. So the additional 3.5 feet would really make them reasonably usable as compared to a smaller space. Again, as I said, it's definitely intended to cantilever the top floor out. Under that, again, it hasn't been decided whether that would be done or not. Architecturally, it'll look, well, you see the elevations. Architecturally, it would be fine looking.
So enclosing that will give you more use to the area?
Well, it'll be the reasonable use of enclosing these in. And as I said, the only normally this house would have been in the middle of the lot and would have plenty of room to extend to the rear. But because of the wetlands on the site, the house was forced to the extreme rear of the lot. And lots like that cannot be created anymore. You can't create a lot that has any wetlands on it.
Right.
Is that state wetlands? If I can just add that there's a 3-month baby involved too that this is going to be used in connection with that. Although, very usable space.
Are they the wetlands there? Are they state or federal?
They're federal. They're not tidal.
Okay, so that means you could encroach into federal.
No.
You can't?
No.
That's not the way I understand. I understand, is that correct? You can't encroach in the state wetlands.
You can't encroach into any wetlands. Yeah. You can't disturb or encroach into any wetlands.
There are special circumstances where you can obtain a permit to disturb federal wetlands for a road crossing or certain things like
federal.
But in general, no. You cannot, basically you cannot touch those wetlands.
The county doesn't want to lose money.
I know state wetlands are pretty.
Federal wetlands aren't much easier.
You know what I'm saying. It's like you say, you can get some.
They're under special circumstances. Yeah. You can't just say, I want to fill the wetlands.
Right. We're in a state, you can't at all.
No, tidal wetlands are pretty untouchable.
Yeah. So, so that would be living conditions, like improving their living conditions, right?
Right. Like I said, their daughter has a child that's going to be staying there, and this is going to be used in connection with the room for the child.
Right. No other questions.
Mr. Burton?
This is a porch, right?
It's a porch right now, and as I said, it's intended to be enclosed to be a year-round room.
Have you ever considered going to the side with it? You can move that and not have to have setbacks at all. You go to the side with it.
Yeah, I think the way it's set up, it just, I don't think it would work that way. Mr. Mears is actually the builder, and I think he can address that better.
An address for the record. John Bruce Mears, 31370 Railway Road, Melville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. Expanding to the west would interfere with the garage. The garage is there and the driveway. It would be a total disruption and relocation of all of that. The present screen porch is so narrow it's not usable. That's the reason for the request. The nursery will be below.
I don't see a garage or a driveway by this picture. Anything in that side.
Well, the surveyor didn't draw it.
And why don't you explain where it is?
Okay, it's... See where the wording proposed addition to screen porch is?
Yes.
That's where the driveway is. And the garage is right there.
Okay, it comes in off that
way? Yes.
Okay. That's why.
Mm-hmm. The garage is part of the
porch. Yes.
That's why. It didn't show that. I couldn't see why you couldn't put it on that side. But that's why. Because you got the garage coming into it.
Great. That helps. That's my question.
You answered my question.
Okay. Hearing no further questions.
Is this serviced by well or septic, or is it on sewer?
No, it's all county sewer.
And And yeah, just verify that your clients own the dock, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. No further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has established that there is a uniqueness to the property because of the wetlands that are taking up the majority of the property. And so it makes it difficult to develop the property in strict conformity. And since this is the request is for mostly existing area to be changed, I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't think the hardship was created by the applicant, but the original owner and their plan to, as the way it was built. The applicant suggested that it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary, and I think that their request is a minimum to afford relief. And I make a motion we approve case number 11,735.
Can I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Ripper that we approve case number 11,735. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons previously stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,735 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.